Luke chapter 14 and verse number 18 states, "And they all with one consent began to make excuse." Here in Luke 14, specifically verses 16 through 24, the parable of the Great Supper. Some individuals call this the parable of excuses. Individuals today are making excuses for not bowing their knee and surrendering and receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. These excuses are many. These excuses are common. Individuals claim that they are good enough. Individuals claim that they are not as bad as the next person. I don't do what they do. I don't go where they go. I'm not as bad as them. Individuals claim that they're baptized. Individual claims that they go to church. Individuals claim that they are members of society that do great things for people. Individuals claim that they were raised in the church and they know all about Jesus. Individuals may say, "I don't believe in God. There is no God. There is no heaven. There is no hell." Individuals today claim that they are not ready yet. They have to be a better person. Perhaps if they stop smoking first, then they'll trust the Lord. Or stop drinking first, then I'll go to church and commit to Christ. Or if I maybe put off these bad habits first, then I'll give my life to Christ. They make the excuse that God will not accept them unless they are a better person. These excuses can go on and on and on. These excuses and more are deceptions from the enemy. Jesus Christ stated, "Come as you are, and in no wise will I cast you out." 2 Corinthians chapter 6 states that today is the day. Now is the time for salvation. If I make an excuse for today, human nature will find an excuse for tomorrow. If I find an excuse for tomorrow, human nature will find an excuse for the next day. Today is the day of salvation. Individuals that resist the Lord by making excuses are hardening their heart each and every day. It's as if an individual goes to the gym, works on the barbells, develops calluses on their hands from the repetitive action of the barbells. Same with our spirit. Each day that we say no to the Holy Spirit, each day that we resist salvation, we harden our heart. It develops more callousness. And each and every day, it becomes harder and harder to hear the voice of the Lord through the Holy Spirit tapping on our conscience to bow our knee and repent and give our life to Christ. God loves us as we are. Scripture states in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, "Wherefore, when the Holy Ghost speaketh, harden not your heart."
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.